Wealth Strategies Podcast with our host, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, it's a beautiful day here in North Carolina. It's about 87 degrees. Not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's been beautiful in Pittsburgh as well in the 70s. So go figure. We're having different, I guess this is normal North Carolina weather, but some of the places it's not normal weather. Okay. So our topic today is Certified Tax and Business Advisor. Alan, tell me about this new certification course you're taking.
Well, Neil, I'm very excited about it because, you know, I just wrote an article by Forbes magazine that 93% of all businesses pay too much in taxes. And one of the things I do in my business is I show people how to reduce and possibly eliminate both debt and taxes. And I'm doing that for the individual. But when it comes to businesses, it's absolutely huge. It's in the millions of dollars. And I'm very excited about getting my certification of this because I'll be in a group of very elite advisors that have this certification. It's just like my certified financial fiduciary certification. Very few people have that certification. And this just adds to my knowledge of financial information that I can relay to clients.
What I think is amazing for businesses is you're right. They pay too much in taxes. They might not be in the right form of a business. And many people are creating businesses now. And then they're not knowing that they certain things that they can save on taxes, because if they go to a regular accountant, what happens, Alan?
Well, you save all your records. You give your records to the CPA. The CPA tells you, you owe this much money. And guess what? You pay it. That's it.
Because they're not out to try to save you money. You know, it's not like TurboTax, you know, if you use a, you know, a tax software, and that works sometimes for individuals that are not doing many things, but ultimately they're going to look to save. These accountants are like, okay, took me how long to prepare this and be done? I'm out.
Yeah. CPAs are not in tax planning. Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this question. When's the last time your CPA ever came up to you and said, I've got something that could possibly save you money?
No, never. And yeah. they don't advertise on that either. And what you're doing, Alan, is what the gurus do that are millionaires and billionaires. They have a tax advisor like you.
Well, one of the things, Neil, that I find really interesting, there's over 70,000 pages, I believe there's even more, in the tax code. And guess how many pages that CPAs are tested on? 3,000 of those 70,000 some pages. That's all they're tested on. So there's many things out there they have no idea about.
And when you look at businesses, you just never know. And it's very interesting. And what you're going to provide, oh, trust me, it's not available to an individual. You have to go in a group thing. You might get a call for 20 minutes with somebody, and they're not going to customize for you like you will, Alan. So what is the average savings for businesses if you do hire a certified tax and business advisor?
Well, I found this quite interesting. The average savings is 35%. Now think about that.
35%, wow.
That's huge. And we educate on tax credits, different tax strategies, business exit strategies, estate planning, advanced insurance strategies. I mean, the list goes on and on. But Neil, it's like I said, I'm an expert in certain things. I'm not an expert in this yet, but I have a team of people that I rely on. Like I said, I have a team of people that I collaborate with, top CPAs, tax specific attorneys, and other specialists in their field. And this is just one more arrow in my quiver.
Because you're learning it, because you can go just sit down and figure it out for somebody, especially a business. And a lot of times businesses just don't get it. They don't understand it. There's so many different ways of doing it. And your goal is you want to save the money. You want to save, yeah.
You know what? One of the interesting things that I just found out, Ed Lyon is a CPA, one of the top CPAs in America. And I co-wrote a book with him about 7 years ago about the 15 biggest mistakes business owners make that cost them millions of dollars. And he's the one that will be teaching this course. So I'm really excited about that. I hope to have him on the podcast.
Hey, he's going to come on this nationally podcast, radio show, TV show. Trust me, Alan, he will. No one says no. The people we talk to, and now with the live stream, which again is very exciting to be able to live stream this to people. But ultimately, if you're a business owner right now, you got to get ready. Cause I was talking to Alan saying, hey, Alan, I'm looking for, you're my guru. I'm going nowhere else but Alan Porter. And that doesn't matter where I go and grow as a brand, because ultimately at the end of the day, you know, after you save money on people's businesses' taxes, what do you need to do with that money? You need to go ahead and invest in yourself, right? Invest in your retirement, because not always can people live off of their business alone after retirement too, especially if they don't, it's not sellable or they don't want to sell it. They want to give it to their family.
Well, the big thing too, Neil, is how taxes will ravage your retirement. People have no idea about this. They have no idea about the fees. I've gone over this many, many times about the fees in a 401k or something else. And it's just, it's enlightening to be able to bring this knowledge to people that they've never heard about before. You know, one of the things I talk to affluent clients about, they always tell me, well, Alan, I've got my CPA, my attorney, my financial advisor. They give me all my advice on taxes and financial advice. I said, well, you may have the greatest advisors in the world, but first let me state this. I'm not here to replace any of your advisors, but I want to work with them as a team to give you, the client, the best scenario. And I said, you may have the best advisors in the world, but it's what they don't know that's going to end up costing you hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, in undue taxes, fees, and lost opportunity costs. And the next question I asked them, I said, when is, and I just asked you this before, well, I phrase it a little bit different, but I said, when's the last time your CPA, financial advisor, or attorney ever give you any proactive advice on saving taxes? They never do. It's always reactive. And I want to change that.
Alan, what are some of the courses you'll be taking?
Well, it's advanced tax strategies, research and development credits, estate planning, business brokerage, advanced insurance sales. That advanced insurance sales falls right in my category to what I do, because this is the biggest tax saving vehicle out there that people don't understand, that will eliminate the risk in retirement that a stock portfolio only compounds. But there's many things out there that I'll live. And when I get done with this, I'll have my own, it'll come on, it'll be on my website, and you know, another link, but I'll have videos on there, not by me, by the experts that I learned from, that just go all these different things. I'm excited. I haven't seen them yet. I'm very excited about what this will do for me. But this is going to expand my business greatly.
Oh, it definitely will. You have the healthcare. You'll save people money on their healthcare. You'll decrease their taxes. I think those are things, especially when we're looking at inflation and how, you know, you go and try to mail something with the government, never comes, all the different things. I guess the best thing to save money in your taxes, if you're not going to hire Alan, is go ahead and mail your returns. They'll never show up in the IRS, because the post office would never deliver them. And then after the post office, when it gets on a paper desk, that will never be, nothing will ever happen. But that's the bottom line, is that you have to really be proactive, because no one's going to help you through this. Everyone has a handout for more money versus saving people money.
You know, I kind of reminds me of something Ronald Reagan said: I'm here with the government and we're here to help you.
And Reagan didn't believe that. President Trump doesn't believe that. And you know, and some people say, I don't want you on my feed now because I did this. Because literally, if I talk any politics, I get the smash, like, oh, I really love your show, Neil, but when you talk politics, I'm out, especially with live streaming now. I took you off my feed, or I deleted that off my feed. It just came to mind. I'm like, are you kidding me? Don't you want to be entertained? Oh, between you and Dan Severin today, oh boy, Dan again had his flag upside down. I wonder where I'm going to hear about that one, because he says the country's in distress. So Dan Severin, former UFC superstar, WWE superstar, he had his flag upside down. I asked him, I said, your Zoom screen's messed up. He said, no. Do you know what an upside down flag is? A flag in distress means the country's in distress. I'm like, I did not know that. Did you know that, Alan? I'm sure as a military guy, you knew that.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'll have to have you meet Dan. He wasn't military, but he definitely runs everything military. All right. So what I think this certification is bigger than anything, because everyone is at one point going to sell their business. They need to go to Alan Porter. They're going to want to get an evaluation of their business. They need to go to Alan Porter with his experts. He is the team, and he'll save money today for you. So the best place, go ahead.
You know, one of the things I asked business owners, I said, what's your exit strategy? And they said, what do you mean, Alan? I said, would you rather have a tax deduction instead of paying capital gains tax when you sell your business? Well, everybody comes back to me, well, Alan, I want a tax deduction. How are you going to do that? I said, it's not how, but who I know that knows how to do that. These people are part of my team.
All right. So call 910-551-1046 or email Alan at strategicwealth@gmail.com. Very big news coming about the website. There's going to be a lot of great resources, blogging every day. Be ready. Appreciate it, Alan. And thanks for stopping by.
You bet.
All right. That was Strategic Wealth Tries podcast, guys. Take care.